With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Donald Trump got a lot of stick a couple of weeks ago when he talked about using disinfectant and light to kill off COVID-19. It sounded as though he was suggesting people drink Dettol or bleach and shine a torch into themselves. But he then said he was just winding up the White House press corps. What probably happened, we think, was that he was told about research into killing off the viruses on surfaces like metal and plastic. But there is, in fact, scientific evidence that some very short wavelengths of ultraviolet light, UVC, do have an impact. At New York's Columbia University, a team have discovered a narrow wavelength within UV light that they call far UVC. And as well as killing viruses, it's also safe for humans because the light can't get through our skin. Eva Higginbotham heard more from David Brenner.
It's been known for at least 100 years that ultraviolet light in the C range is very good at killing bacteria and it's very good at killing viruses both. So it's been used a lot over the intervening time to sterilise things. The downside of conventional ultraviolet germicidal light is that it's a health hazard. It certainly causes problems with eyes and it causes problems with skin as well. What we found is a narrow wavelength region within that UVC region, which is called far UVC light, which has the best of both worlds, that it still kills bacteria and viruses, but it's not a health hazard for you and I if we're exposed to it. So the key is it safe? And we're doing a series of different studies to establish that. One is with human skin. So we grow human skin in dishes, and we expose that to far UVC light. We can expose to very high levels and we never see any DNA damage. So that's in a dish. We really need real life studies, and those we are doing with hairless mice. I will say they're the cutest little fellows you could ever want to see. So we are exposing these hairless mice, about 100 of them in fact, to fairly high levels of far UVC light over a course of a little over a year. And every week we examine their skin and we give them eye tests. And so far, 40 weeks in, all the mice are absolutely fine. Then there's the efficacy aspects. Does it actually work? Does it kill coronaviruses? So we're primarily focused on airborne viruses. When someone coughs and there's airborne viruses in the air, we want to get rid of those. So we have an experimental setup where we flow what we call aerosolized viruses across one of these far UVC lamps and then look to see, well, what proportion of the viruses have been killed. And that went pretty successfully with influenza virus. So we initially repeated that with a couple of coronaviruses. You may know that actually there are quite a few coronaviruses. The COVID-19 virus is by no means the only one. And what we saw with those coronaviruses is that indeed the far UVC light killed those very efficiently, actually. So that was very encouraging. And then the next step is to do the study with the SARS-2 virus, the virus associated with COVID-19. And those studies are actually underway at the moment because UV really doesn't care about the details of the virus, the proteins and the coronas and whatever. It just cares about the RNA in the virus. And that's pretty similar from one coronavirus to another. So we absolutely expect that we'll get the same results with the SARS-2 COVID-19 virus.
Incredible. And so if everything checks out and it's perfectly safe and it's effective against the coronavirus, is the idea then that we would put these lights up, you know, in grocery stores, in public transport, where we have to be really close to each other? How might that work logistically, do you imagine?
So we'd like to have these lamps in all sorts of public locations. Airplanes spring to mind, schools spring to mind, offices, restaurants, hospitals, of course, you would like something in the ceiling which is steadily killing off the ambient viruses that are floating around in the air. So if what I've laid out is to happen, we need an awful lot of these lamps. And that we, this very moment, we don't have. But I am encouraged that lots of people have been writing to me with different suggestions for simpler far UVC lamps. And I think as word gets round about far UVC, people are going to bring along new technologies to really generate this light in a more inexpensive way and in a way that we can manufacture more quickly.
David Brenner from Columbia University with some hope in the war against COVID-19.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.